with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is a Saturday. It is historic. We are here.
Guten Tag and willkommen.
Well, whatever that means, good morning. Is that cowboy talk for howdy?
That's German cowboy talk for howdy.
Good morning, Melissa. And your life is moving forward in the springtime known as winter?
Yeah, if I can get my eyes, you know, unpuffed from all the things blooming now.
That's what's
artificially.
That's what's doing people in.
And then we'll have one more freeze and it'll kill off and we start all over again.
And then do whatever you can with that cold medicine. All right, being what it is, it's another day in history in El Paso. As we always say, Texas history actually begins in El Paso. You go back and look at it. You can't prove it otherwise,
that's
so
right.
There we are.
And nobody has yet.
Well, they can't. I mean, because that's just it. We had the main guy in here who knew Texas history. He owns TexasHistory.com, this guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he said, no, you guys are right.
Good friend of the show.
Yes, he is. Glenn Ely. Okay, we got Cecilia Bell in here, Patricia Kidney. We're going to get to our trivia thoughts in a moment. Just want to say hi to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here. Now, we are going to have trivia, so we need to explain that. So go ahead if you don't mind.
Well, we're going to be giving away $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo or...
Oh,
I don't see any El Paso Gold DVD, so I guess we aren't going to have any.
No, we got them all over the place.
No, we're going to have El Paso Gold DVDs.
Another one.
Yeah, we're so organized, you can tell. Yes.
Well,
we're professionals.
Well, we have to kick out Eleazar. That takes a while, so here's a couple more.
Well, we've got the Women's Club, Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 2. We have Legends of El Paso's Mountain, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday, and God knows what.
Talk about that one, because we don't normally do that
one. It's a CD.
No.
Oh, no, it's a DVD.
In a little CD case,
It's El Paso's transportation history.
Oh, that's bizarre stuff.
Yeah, you got horses, Butterfield Trail, which we'll be talking about today.
Oh, yes.
Railroads, trolleys, aviation, and roads. It's a great video to learn about the transportation history of El Paso, which is amazing. And then Gunfights of the Old West, which, of course, as I say, is the best one because Patricia and I were both in that movie.
Absolutely.
Nice, you are.
That's
so
right.
That's what's going on. So we'll have the trivia later on. And also, we forgot to mention, if you cannot listen to us when, you know, you've got to go out shopping, you can put us on your smartphone with the iHeartRadio app, and you can take KTSM radio anywhere you go around the world.
That's an easy thing to do.
That's
all right. Today, the history we're talking about is like inherent in El Paso's longevity because what we've done as a location is attract people and, you know, coming and going all over the place. So the trails are through here. Originally, a lot of the trails that came through here were animal trails or whatever up and down the river. And then the explorers followed those and said, well, those animals got somewhere, so we can figure this out.
Or the Native Americans.
Yes.
I mean,
they followed the animals.
They followed the animals because they were smart people.
Well, they were hungry, too.
Yeah.
So, but the other part of it is, when they started settling out to the west of us, people from the east of us came through here to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, our traffic had been kind of pretty much north and south due to these deserts on either side of us. But when the people really wanted to get to California, then the gold thing... They figured out the deserts, and that's kind of what we got on tap here today, because we welcome Cecilia and Patricia, Cecilia Bell and Patricia Kidney, and what they're going to do is explain a series of events that are happening next month in El Paso and Las Cruces. It's the Southern Trails Chapter, correct me if I'm wrong, the Southern Trails Chapter of the Oregon-California Trails Association holding a symposium on March 15 to 19. Am I right?
You are very correct.
Because I read it off of your thing you gave me.
Thumbs up.
The thing is, Cecilia, tell us what this is about, because we're used to talking about our trails. Now, here you come from kind of like west, all the way from what, Silver City?
Silver City, right up the way.
Yeah, but so you're kind of one of us. But the other people, what's this California-Oregon connection?
Okay, all of the trails, as you said, went west. You could go to Northern California, Sacramento, Gold, or Southern California, L.A., San Diego.
Oranges. Later they had oranges, I know.
Yeah. Right. And then they would go up the coastline to San Francisco. So basically there is a northern route with snow and cold and the Donner Pass, or there is a southern route with warmer temperatures but the Apache Indians.
Well, we did have those. Now, Patricia, what is your take on this? Because you're into history of all kinds, all over the place. You portray all kinds of interesting characters. And I believe that's how you ran into this crowd.
I did. I met them at Fort Baird, I believe. Helping them out, celebrating their history over there. But
many years ago.
Many years ago. But my interest, really, I've always loved the history of transportation. I'm particularly fond of stagecoach history and how they traveled, how much it cost, how much luggage you could take, and what how long it took to get from point A to point B. So I have really have an interest. And, of course, my interest on my Concordia side is that one of the stage trails runs right through Concordia.
And that was a water stop or no? Or
no, it just ran through.
Just ran by there?
As far as I know.
It was Rancho Concordia then, correct?
Yes, okay. Right.
So the trails being what they are, now comes a symposium in March. Why don't we take a look at that symposium? What exactly is going to occur, when and where?
Okay. Now, because of El Paso's weather with wind, we are doing tours in the morning following a lecture and then come back to do more lectures in the afternoon.
And heavy drinking. No, but that's just some people.
Possibly.
Occasionally.
Possibly. So we will start off on March 15th with our get-together and a no-host bar at 6 o'clock and dinner with a speaker speaking on the military trail from San Antonio to Fort Davis. If it hadn't been for the military protecting the people on the trail, they may not have reached El Paso. And so we're going to talk about that trail. And I'm going to mention a figure that's prominent in New Mexico history, Bishop LeMay.
LeMay, okay.
Traveled from France down to St. Louis, down to Galveston, and then from Galveston to San Antonio, and San Antonio with the military all the way to El Paso before going up to Santa Fe.
Now, this is a diary you're reading from, or?
Yes.
How do you know this? Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's got his writings, and then there's the book by Paul Horgan that speaks about all of his travels throughout his period. And it's fascinating. He was on foot. He was in a stagecoach. He was with a mule. He did it all. He was Pat's kind of fella.
Oh, God. Patricia has those. You actually have stagecoach experience in the modern day.
I do.
Tell us about that briefly.
Oh, my goodness. I think the most memorable was back in 2009 when Globetrekkers was coming into El Paso to do a documentary. And it was their Texas documentary. And Bernie was contacted, Bernie Sargent, and asked who among all of all the reenactors could join him for that filming. I was the only female who quickly said, oh, count me in, count me in. So I, of course, dressed in the travel garb and spent the day with three fellows in an authentic stagecoach and a couple of people on the top riding shotgun.
Oh.
It was in July. It was 109 degrees at the airport. So I can imagine Waco Tanks was 15 degrees hotter.
You kept the windows open.
The windows were open.
That's
yes.
Full air conditioning yes. In the old days.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just, it was just the, I think among all of my many experiences, just one, it ranks right up there. Just loved it.
You know, people are still seeing it. We've had friends that have told us they have seen it when they were in Spain, in mm-hmm. Italy, because Globetrekkers shown all over the world. And it's just amazing. I know those people are sitting, friends were sitting at a restaurant, kind of like a bar type place, and they were like, they said they started jumping up and down. People were like, what's wrong? I said, oh, it's from El Paso.
And they're in Spain or somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter, my 11-year-old granddaughter, got to see it this last summer. And she's a budding actress, she thinks.
Oh,
and
well.
She was just blown away by her grandmother being the star female. Of course, I was the only female.
Before you're the star. Yeah.
Yes, but it was a wonderful experience. It gives the, you get the idea of being in a stagecoach with, it was hot. Mm. So I survived the smelly galoots, I'll just put it that way.
Oh, goodness. But that's
I survived.
And then there were the horses.
Yeah. Well, and then, oh, it was wonderful. And then we had Albert, Doc Dakota up top. Looking out for the Indians, and just amazing.
Did you go through that canyon just to the east of Waco Tanks?
You know, I'm not sure, because I was inside hanging on for dear life.
Well, they kept you on the pavement, didn't they?
Yeah. No, not all the time.
Oh, okay.
But we did quite a few that start and stop, and then we would say, okay, now, you know, get up to a fast gallop. And you're careening around.
Stagecoach at Gallup?
Oh, Gallup space, Gallup speed.
Yeah, that's when you find out where your kidneys are.
Yeah, yeah.
You
find it. Right. You know,
oh, and there so, they are. I was wondering where they were.
I mean, it was just wonderful. It was marvelous. I just loved it.
Did it have modern day suspension in this thing, or was it original?
You know, it's. I think it's Paulson.
Pete Paulson. Who's out of Las Cruces.
Yeah, we've worked with him a couple of times.
It had the leather straps, I believe,
right,
doesn't it?
Right.
That was their suspension, where leather straps.
But that's the point. It was authentic suspension, right. so you got to experience. Okay.
Loved and the leather was better than the springs.
It was wonderful.
Okay, yeah. So we have this trail system that we already know about. And here comes the California Oregon Trail Association holding a symposium in El Paso. You got to tell us what exactly we're going to hear, because I have a list. Let me read them off. You tell us about it. Spanish in the Southwest Mission Trail, Military Trail that you mentioned, Fort Davis Evergreen Cemetery Trail, Camels in the Southwest, Boundary Commission Negotiation, Chamizal. That's just about a third of the list. Is all of this going to be discussed at this symposium?
There will be bits and pieces from all of this at the symposium.
Well, again, when and where is the symposium?
The symposium is March 15th. Through 19th, and it's at the Country Inn and Suites off of Sunland.
On the west side, yeah.
That's the old Holiday Inn at I-10.
Right,
right.
And so that's your meeting place. Now,
right.
you're going to branch out all over the place from there.
Right, we're going to see El Paso.
And a little bit of Las Cruces, well, it looks like.
Isn't there also a field trip, or is that still going to go on the field trip down to Fort Davis?
Fort Davis is the last day. Huh?
The last day.
Wow. So this is going to happen here. You got registration for people. I presume there's a fee of some kind.
There is a fee and a form to fill out, which Pat is sitting with.
And where do you get all this information? Is it online somewhere?
Well, I'm going to be posting it later. It's at southern-trails.org is the website. And they've got some great information on there. Interactive map that shows you the different trails they'll be discussing, and some of the trails that are just, I didn't realize, came to El Paso. But it's a great map. I mean, it's wonderful. So you can find out different information from the website. They got archives, all kinds of neat things.
Well, you did the right thing, because this is probably the most connected town ever in the Old West. Am I right?
Well, everything came through El Paso.
I mean, you look at Albuquerque, Santa Fe, they got a lot of trails going up there. I don't think they had this many, because out of Juarez, you got two or three trails going down south. Very interesting. Patricia, what is your take on this? You've seen a lot of history come and go. You've seen a lot of people talk about history. How does this rate? This looks pretty big.
Well, I'm really excited about being a part of it. I'm always finding out more information. Every talk I go to, every lecture, I come away with something else that I want to know about. So I'm looking forward to it.
You have the Camino Real Fort Bliss Museum. Now, what does that mean?
Okay, the Camino Real came through here.
Right.
And because of Fort Bliss later, there was protection for all of the people. And at the old museum, they will have that story.
Okay, at the Fort Bliss Museum.
Right.
Okay, they got a new curator out there, director for about the last year. He's working real hard, John Hamilton.
Right.
And he is to be congratulated. I presume you've met him a time or two.
Just spoke with him this morning.
He knows what he's doing out there. That's excellent. Well, okay, we're going to have to take a break here and talk about some trivia. But just to let people know that there were a lot of Camino Reals in the Old West, right?
Right.
And so what would you call ours?
Yours comes from Mexico City to Chihuahua, Chihuahua to El Paso, El Paso to Santa Fe.
It was the first.
It was the first. And on up above Santa Fe to the area more of Española.
Yes. Yeah. But so we had the original King's Highway here, and that's what people need to understand and how historic this place is. It's because it was the first Camino Real in North America. Yay!
Yay!
Now what do we do about it? We have a symposium.
That's
what
right.
we do about it.
We talk more about it.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But also, just so people know, it's the Camino Real
Tierra Adentro,
or the Royal Road of the Interior Land. And remember that, because that's about to become important.
Well, and that makes a difference in the naming. All the, like I said, the Camino Reals are all the King's Highways, but there were specific names on each one of those, being the King's Highway of this area, King Highway of other areas.
The southern part of Texas has got the Camino Reales. as they refer to it, I believe. Mm-hmm. And those are coming from Mexico over towards San Antonio.
Yeah.
And they have better PR than we do. That's the only issue there. Yeah. We have the first.
Well, we're getting there. I mean, you've got it's a national. I know it's a national status in Mexico. Did we ever get the I can't remember. We've got a marker at Keystone Heritage Park, and I see it off the top of my head.
It is an historic trail, that's for sure. And so we'll talk more about that in a minute. But shall we do the trivia?
I think we should get
trivial. What do you think the first question? Oh, you already told the prizes and all that, right?
Yes, we talked about the prizes. $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or a El Paso Gold DVD. And the question today is, there are many Camino Reales or King Highways throughout the U.S. What is the full name of the Camino Real that runs through El Paso?
I feel like I just heard that somewhere.
Yeah, they better know this one or you're all going to be staying after school.
You need to understand we're trying to give this stuff away. Yeah. I was out at Pepe's yesterday. That is a worthy experience to go out there and eat at Pepe's. And people said, well, where is this place? Well, you know where it is?
On the Camino Real.
It's on the Camino Real, literally.
Yeah.
Because we were looking at where it is in relation to the railroad tracks and the river. Where this guy's restaurant is, you can walk right through the two doors of his main two rooms. You're on the Camino Real.
That's what Pepe should change the name to. Pepe's Camino Real Tierra Adentro New Mexican Restaurant.
Well, he's got the one and only margarita, but he's got the cantina. Maybe we should name it the Camino Real Cantina.
Yeah, there you go.
And we need to make him a sign. We need to put that up there. This is Pepe's.
We could have the side room where we all have lunch all the time and make that the cantina.
Oh, I should do that.
Yes.
All right, but in the meantime, we got to give this stuff away. If anybody wants... Now, again, what's the question?
There are many Camino Reales or King's Highways throughout the U.S. What is the full name of the Camino Real that runs through El Paso?
That's the question.
That's the question, and you can answer it by calling us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Ditch Witch Sales and Service in El Paso introduces the new Yanmar line of multi-use compact utility tractors. Yanmar designs, manufactures, and engineers all major components in-house, from the engine and transmission to the axles. And because they're made to work perfectly together, you get more usable horsepower and a smoother ride. See the new Yanmar tractors and the full lineup of Ditch Witch construction products at Ditch Witch Sales and Service, 10033 Railroad Drive, just north of Loop 375, or call them at 821-4477 or 800-444-7577.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy one 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy one 2-pound jar, get the second half off, and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Don't you hate it when you're doing your taxes and your so-called free tax site charges you $70 before you file? $70 doesn't sound very free. Well, now there's Credit Karma Tax. Credit Karma Tax is really, truly, completely free. That means you never get charged for itemized deductions or federal filing. Yup, even state filing is free. You worked hard for your refund, and at Credit Karma Tax, we think you deserve to keep all of it. This year, file your taxes for free and get your full refund at creditkarma.com/tax. Free to start, free to finish. Credit Karma Tax.
iHeartRadio just got better.
Yes!
In addition to the completely free iHeartRadio, with thousands of the best radio stations, free custom artist stations, and commercial-free digital stations, now you can play any song, add unlimited skips, hear instant replays, unlimited playlists, and so much more.
Hey, this is Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
This is Bruce Springsteen.
Check it out today and see what's new on iHeartRadio.com or download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Now
more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Okay, you want $20 worth of Pepe's or you want a DVD? Pick one, but you got to answer the question. You got to call. Nobody's calling.
You people, 544, stay after school.
544-5876. And what you get is those prizes, but what you have to answer is, what's the name of our Camino Real?
Yeah, what's the name of the Camino Real? How hard is that? We talk about it all the time.
It's the first Camino Real, so that's right. But that we already told you that.
That's right.
We've actually already told you the correct answer.
Actually, if they told us the English, if they translated it, they could even get it.
We'll take that.
Take that, too.
544-5876. All right, coming up, things going on tomorrow. Open house, February 5, 1 to 3 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of History. They're revising their wonderful A to Z exhibit. They opened with that way back, but now they're reprising it, and they've got a better look at it. It's actually artifacts of corresponding letters are sprinkled throughout the gallery, and they're in random order to allow visitors to explore and discover new things about El Paso's history. And the items include homecoming mums, a gown from the Sun Queen, from the exotic items also brought back from the travels in the 20s and 30s. People went places. The museum also has items on loan from El Pasoans who made history, like Rosa. Rosa Guerrero's got some stuff down there. So A to Z's got that going on. And then walk out to the digital wall. Talk to Digi, because you can upload stuff, look at stuff. Digi.
Send people stuff.
Alphabet Soup is out. Also, they got talks coming.
That's right. Now, they got a history talk, the 1920s, the Border Patrol and Prohibition. And that's going to be Thursday, February 16th at 6 p.m. And it's free. And Mr. David Hamm from the Border Patrol Museum will be talking about Prohibition in El Paso and the role of the Border Patrol during this time. So if you want more information about it, call this number. It's 212-3163. But that ought to be pretty interesting. El Paso had a pretty good Prohibition background. It was pretty crazy.
But also, the National Border Patrol Museum is in El Paso. Yeah. And this guy's not going to be at his museum that day. Apparently, he's coming down to the History
Good.
Museum. Talk down there. All right, we got callers galore hitting the phones here.
It's about time.
As soon as Shelley can let us know what the deal is over there, we will put some of them on the air. We've got Victor on line three. Victor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Victor.
Good morning.
Do you have an answer to the question? You ready for the question one more time?
You know what? I believe it's the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
Sí, señor. Ooh. And in English, that means?
It's the Royal Highway to the Inland.
Interior Land.
Interior Land.
And that's exactly. Well, you know, back in the day when they made that up, that was the only road like it. And
yeah.
So from if you're sitting over in Spain and you're looking at a map of the New World and New Spain, and you say, what is that? Oh, that's the road into the interior. And that's how they named it. So that's what we got now. That's an official trailer. Well, you got that correct. Now, you knew that, or did you hear us say it 10 times? You already knew that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
All right. Well, fair enough. Ben. Anything else on your mind? Because you got yourself a choice of prizes here. Pepe's for 20, DVDs galore. Get one of those. I'm going to push the transportation. It's a small little DVD, but the transportation history of El Paso is a bit unusual. So there's that one. You got the Woman's Club. You got Legends of the Mountains.
Gunfights. You've got Tom Lee's El Paso. You've got Legends of El Paso Mountains.
Or 20 bucks of Pepe's.
That's
20
right.
bucks of Pepe's. Pick one, dude.
You know what? I'll take the Legends of El Paso Mountain.
Right.
Perfect.
On.
Good move. Good move. I like that one.
Take a look at that and then call us back and see what you think. I mean, it's an old video, but it's old history that hasn't changed.
I was going to say it's mountains. How can you change mountains?
And we talk about the Lost Padre Mine in there. I took a ride on all three tramways with a camera before you couldn't do that. There's actually three tramways on the mountain. People don't know that. All right, Victor, you got that figured out. We've got another caller behind you. Hold on here. Shelley will come on and tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for playing here. All right, we got another caller coming up. What's another question? Shelly, give me another caller, and that would be Annette is on, too. Annette, we got you on, too. What's the question?
Okay,
Melissa?
Are you ready for another question? It's not the same, the first one.
Oh, darn. Okay, well, I'll try.
You can do it. What El Paso golf course now sits on the site of the old Butterfield Overland Stagecoach Trail?
This is easy.
I believe that might be the Golden Tee Golf Course or the El Paso Fort Bliss Golf Course?
That's two guesses, and they're both wrong. But thank you for trying.
Good try.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got another caller here, Shelley. Got one more phone lit up. Which is that one? That is Roy. No, don't put Roy on here. Oh, Troy. I said T-Roy.
Troy.
Now, T-Roy, do you want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about something else?
Hi, everyone. First of all, times are tough. My name is being truncated. I once had four letters.
I saw that, but down to three. But we know. I know you as T-Roy, Mr. Troy Ainsworth, on the phone from where are you staying today? You up in Las Cruces or Las Lunas?
I'm in Las Lunas today.
Las Lunas.
Staying home with the kids.
Now we're at the museum today. Christina's home with the kids. Tomorrow's her birthday. There's the Ainsworth family update.
Everybody's
doing well.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Good to see you.
I will pass it along. Yes.
Good to see you on the phone. Now, you're not going to do trivia, although you could probably answer this.
I could answer the question. However, in the interest of fairness, your next caller assuredly will phone in with the correct answer.
Also, in the interest of fairness, you're way up in New Mexico listening to us,
yeah.
And you're not going to come pick this prize up at the front door like you have to, right?
That's right. It would
okay,
be tough.
I figured
it would
that
be
part.
Difficult.
All right. What's on your mind, dude?
Well, first of all, good discussion this morning. I miss. You asked Patricia just a little bit ago regarding this upcoming conference and the website and the pertinent information.
What you got, Patricia?
Melissa, you have it. The website.
The website.
Oh, yeah. I do?
Yeah, you've got it.
Okay, I got everything over here.
Southern-trail.org
is the website.
Southern-trail.org. Plural with an S, trails?
.org.
Okay.
And when's the date of that conference coming up? Just for
March 15th through the 19th. Down there at the old Sunland Park Inn.
That is probably spring break for most people.
But in El Paso. I think it is, or right about, but at any rate, that's something we'll promote as well. Carter can promote
good.
It.
And now, what is Carter? When there's no trivia prize, but what is Carter?
It's an abbreviation for Pepe's, home of the one and only margaritas.
Which is on the Camino Real. Yeah, we figured all that out.
That's what Pepe does when you try to get an alcohol drink. He cartas you. Yeah.
Carta is
yes,
what? Come on, tell
you.
Us.
Yes, he does. If I answer, you've already given away the prize.
Yeah, that prize is gone. You're done.
Okay. El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro Trail Association.
So the trail's got its own club association.
Yes.
It's also got its own museum. It's also got its own museum, right?
Yes. Hey, and there's really something kind of exciting. I mean, many people are aware of that, the backstory of how and why the state of New Mexico selected a site, a remote site off of 3 miles or so east of Interstate 25, off of mile marker 115 in a remote section of Socorro County for a major museum. And you know, very, very poor attendance historically. That museum has temporarily been closed.
Why?
Doors are locked.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Far too expensive to maintain.
Oh.
Not enough people arriving to pay an admittance fee. So what you had was the dollars just weren't adding up, and it was becoming apparently from officialdom's perspective and anyone in the right mind, it was just too costly to maintain. So the question now becomes, and is under study, and should, and it's really possible that an actual workable solution is on the horizon, the imminent horizon, is to relocate the existing exhibits there. And the ideal arrangement is to move all of them, hopefully, to Socorro, New Mexico.
Yeah, better.
In a building that's donated for the purpose, or they would have to part out the exhibits and place some here, some there, and some elsewhere.
I got a better idea. Discover gold down in the canyon next to it. And everybody will show up. But that's not likely.
Socorro would be an excellent location.
Well, the BLM, I think, in their infinite wisdom, put that where it is without really thinking about the concern that's now upon the table here. You know, you can't get there from
there.
It's very difficult to get to.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they always try to put things where they actually happen versus, off the trail. So I understand that side of it.
And here we are now moving the museum. Oh, goodness. Well, now that building now could become a hotel for the spaceport.
Well, it's going to have to be. I mean, there has to be some reuse for it. I mean, it's a usable building.
Oh yeah,
and it would make absolutely zero sense to just abandon it and let it deteriorate unattended to over time. But hindsight being what it is, had other people been making the decision some years ago, perhaps that a more suitable site would have been selected.
Well, maybe next to the highway as opposed to 3 miles in the middle of nowhere. That would have been better. Anyway, yeah, but it's moving. It's gone. That's what you're saying. Wow. Bummer.
Yeah, stay tuned for further details. I'll keep you apprised. But, wow, it is, it was sad that the decision was made to temporarily close and examine what can be done. My understanding was the utilities alone was $65,000 per year. And they were averaging about 1,000 people paying a $5 entrance fee.
I did the math pretty quick there, yeah.
It don't work. Yeah.
Well, okay, I got one for you. Put it up for sale.
Yeah.
Let the bunker people look into it. That's a great-looking location for a bunker. What do you think?
Turner might want to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know. I mean, he owns some land in that area. Maybe he wants to expand.
And who is this? Who is this?
Ted Turner.
Oh, Ted. Oh, yeah. Well, Ted got kicked out of his own ranch by his ex-wife, right?
No. He still has a ranch.
Oh, is he? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, he still has it. Yeah.
It's just a rumor.
He has a real nice house out there. It looks like it fell from the sky and plopped right in the middle of the Chihuahuan Desert, but there you have it.
We're going for bunker here. We got to move on here, dude, but we'll see you in town at some point. It sounds like you're trying to make it to this conference coming up.
That looks like a good one because I'm curious. I'm going to look online. Patricia, it's good to hear your voice today.
Oh, yeah. Good to hear you.
And I am alive. The rumors of my demise have been greatly
exaggerated. Well, I tell you what, T-Roy, we'll see you again on the radio.
And I would like to meet you. This is Celia.
Likewise. And see y'all here in a bit.
Celia wants to talk to you at some point. We'll see you again. All right, take care,
Troy. Let us know when you're here.
All right, do we have another caller now before we go to break here, Shelley? Because we have one more outstanding trivia question. Just repeat the question. Mess with these people. Go ahead.
Okay. What El Paso golf course now sits on the site of the old Butterfield Overland Stagecoach Trail?
Now, that trail also is where the Concordia sits.
Well,
but that's not a golf course.
No, it's not.
This is something else on the trail.
The gravestone's getting in the way of your drive.
But look,
you know?
The airport is on the trail.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of places. In fact, Rod Linkus emailed in, and on February 11th and 12th, there's going to be a stage station you can see outside of Lordsburg. And if you call him at 261-3163, you can give him a call and visit it this February.
All right, Shelley, we don't need this call here on the phone here. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we shall come back afterwards. Give us that number one more. And that question is still outstanding.
That's right.
All right.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
It's here, the Crawford Buick GMC Used Car Kickoff Sale. The ultimate lineup of used cars, trucks, and SUVs is slashed to go, go, go. Kick off the year right with a 2014 Ford F-150 Raptor. Drive home this red-hot 2015 Chevrolet Camaro SS Convertible and this 2014 Audi Q7 Quattro or this 2014 Dodge Ram 4x4 Longhorn are all about performance. Come see and test drive these very special vehicles during the Crawford Buick GMC Used Car Kickoff Sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana at Airway.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in El Paso? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. El Paso is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-654-1400. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-654-1400. That's 1-800-654-1400.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
We're back on the radio here talking to people about the 20th annual El Paso History Day. That happens on February the 25th at the Union East and also the Liberal Arts Building on campus at UTEP. The theme is Take a Stand in History. And you got to email mcharles@utep.edu. He's a professor dude that's doing this. But they've got grad students who are grading the written part. There's websites needing to be graded. They've got video students are making. Most of this is already in progress, but if you want to go see it, it happens on the 25th, and they need some judges.
Oh, yeah.
So get a hold of this guy. It's a 20th Annual History Day. Taking a Stand, and the registration is already come and gone, but again, they could use some help on the judging, I'm sure. And all he gives me is a website, an email, so mcharles, mcharles@utep.edu, History Day. And that's something, if your grandkids aren't into it, you should get them into it.
Right. We were talking about Waco Tanks, because there's a Butterfield Stagecoach stop building that is still there. Is that the administration office?
Yes.
At the park?
Yeah. Yes.
And you can go out there and check it out. And they've got a Romance on the Rocks photo contest that runs from February 1st through the 13th. And do you have someone special that you know, loves Waco Tanks? Show us how much in your romance is with the rocks in this photo contest.
Romancing the rocks.
That's right.
I think they're talking diamonds. Would you do that?
Well, I am too. Just snap a picture of you and your sweetie at Waco Tanks between February 1st and 13th and post it on their Facebook page, which is Waco Tanks. We'll choose our favorites on Valentine's Day and let the voting begin. The photo with the most likes will win a special site souvenir. Then on February 4th, they're going to have a women's hike. And then on the 18th, they're going to have a birding tour. So if you want to know more information about these events, call 915-857-1135 for more information, or you can go to the website.
All right, we got a trivia question, Guy, but we also know he has other history to tell us. Tom Neely, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, Tom.
You want to do the trivia first and tell us some history?
This is just a guess, but since the Stagecoach came through Waco Tanks, it seems to me like it would just stand to reason that the correct answer would be the Horizon Golf Course.
No.
You are close, but no cigar.
No. Tom, talk
closer into your phone. We almost can't hear you, but tell us the stories that you're onto, because you live in a county that's turning 100 years old, yes?
That's correct. We're having a celebration on February the 18th. We're putting together a 100-year celebration with a parade and appropriate speeches and a barbecue lunch. And everyone who is interested in has any interest in Hudspeth County will be more than welcome, and we look forward to seeing you here.
Give my regards to a gentleman known as Judge Harry Lee Hudspeth. I knew him back in my day.
Yes, sir. I'm not certain whether it was his great uncle or his great grandfather, Senator Claude Hudspeth, that our county was named for.
Absolutely. Now give us a contact, a phone number or website, if you would.
All right. Anyone interested in helping us out or just coming to attend, please give me a call, 915-227-2021.
Very good, sir. Tom, good luck with your celebration. Tom, tell us how it goes.
Tom, is the museum still open that you run down there in the train station?
Yes, it is. And by the way, we're in the process right now of finally getting a new roof on it.
Yay! Yeah.
You can't see the stars all day long.
He's been waiting a long time.
The roof is good. Well, thanks for calling up, Tom. Good luck with the celebration.
All right, thank you.
You take care. Her easy. We got several callers coming over here. We got a trivia caller. Bob Keller, stay on hold, because we have a trivia caller named who, Shelley? That was John is on trivia. John's on the radio. Hey, John, you got trivia on the brain?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's restate the question, because it makes it easier. Restate the question.
What El Paso golf course now sits on the site of the old Butterfield Overland Stagecoach Trail?
How about Desert Dunes?
No.
Oh,
my goodness.
No, sorry. But thanks for trying. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, thank you.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Call back and get him. We'll give him another guess if he calls back. All right, we're going to Bob Keller. Dude, Bob, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Surviving, man. What's new with you?
Same old stuff.
You want to do the trivia and get yourself a Pepe's for free?
Well, I'll do a trivia. Painted Dunes?
No. Bob, shame on you.
You got something else on your mind, I'm guessing. What's up?
When I was in grade school, they brought a Butterfield Trail. They brought a stagecoach up to Dudley. And if you bought this during the Second World War, probably 1941, if you bought a savings bond, you got a trip in the stagecoach. They drive you around.
Oh my.
Second prize was 2 weeks in the stagecoach.
Yeah.
Well, did you get the prize? Did you go in the stagecoach?
Sure.
How was it?
It was 1875 at that time for a 25-year-old.
I see. Back when you were in Dudley school, I'm sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'll let you all do your trivia.
All right, Bob.
Take care, Bob.
We'll see you and today I think we're going to Luby's, by the way, if you want to join us.
All right.
Take it easy. All right, what do we got here? We got somebody on trivia. Kay, we got you on the radio. Do you know the trivia answer?
I don't think so, but I'm going to try.
Okay, restate the question, please.
What El Paso golf course now sits on the side of the old Butterfield Overland Stagecoach Trail?
Is it Escarate?
No! Sorry, but anything else on your mind this morning?
Oh, goodness.
That was it for you? All right, Kay, goodbye.
We scared her.
All right, we got another call coming in, but we need to take a break here. It's that kind of day. we are going to get back to talking about this symposium at some point.
That's right, yes.
We've had all these other things going on all over the place with Troy and everybody. But the symposium, real quick, just restate the dates, if you would, and the time and the phone number, because I think people need to know about this. This is a huge symposium. Cecilia Bell, how many days is this?
3.
So you're going to do this for 3 days here, headquartered at that former Holiday Inn, now known as?
The Country Inn and Suites.
I have to get used to that. The Country Inn and Suites, right there, I-10 and
Sunland Park.
But the whole point is that you have a symposium situation there, and then you're taking field trips.
Right.
And then you're coming back to the bar, to the hotel for more symposiums after you do your field trips.
You know, you learn by seeing things and walking in tracks, not necessarily by hearing.
Exactly.
Okay, there's a military trail, San Antonio to Fort Davis. There's a talk on that. there is a carpool to Concordia, McGoffin Home, Chamizal, a sack lunch is going to be part of that, Romance of the Santa Fe Trail, boundary negotiations, and then you go to Mesilla for a visit, Cottonwood Ranch in Mesquite. That's an interesting
and
little
place. And they're going to the Butterfield Golf Course, too.
That's Maryland.
Where is it near?
They're going to the Butterfield Golf Course to take a tour, too.
How about that? We'll see how that works. All right. Oh, we got to take a break. Okay, we got one more trivia. We need to take a break, don't we, Sergio? By the way, I want to thank the people. At 51, we don't take a break? We do. That's what I thought. But by the way, I want to thank the crowd in the control room putting up with us.
That's
Shelly
right.
on the phones that are going a little bit crazy.
Yes.
And Sergio Valenzuela. Thank you very much. Shelly Sutherland's got a phone in her head. We'll talk to her in a minute. Shall we do the standard, what's the phone number?
Yes, the number is 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in El Paso? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. El Paso is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-654-1400. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-654-1400. That's 1-800-654-1400.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Small business owners, here's a thought. Just about half of all consumers are listening to AM/FM radio right before walking into a store. So the last thing they hear on iHeartRadio could be a commercial for your small business right before they reach for their wallets. Call 844-BUY-RADIO and advertise on iHeartRadio.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we are here. We're looking for trivia. We think Robert knows what he's talking about. Robert, do you have an answer to the trivia?
This may seem like a dumb answer, but is it the Butterfield Trail Golf Club?
Yay! Yeah. It's a dumb answer to a dumb question. But
that's all right. We did our own PGA tour with all the golf courses in El Paso.
Oh,
right?
God, good Lord. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty obvious. We kept trying to make you guys do it. Well, thank you, Robert, for coming around on that. You get your pick of either a Pepe's. We'll give you a Pepe's and because we have an extra certificate
right.
today.
Or a gold El Paso Gold DVD.
You gave that one away already, right?
Yes, I did.
So pick another
one. So we've got all kinds here. We've got Gunfight CO West, Women's Club of El Paso, Story, Ghost Stories, Rosa Guerrero's, and we've got
Transportation.
Tom Lee's El Paso and the Transportation video.
Tom Lee, pick one.
Okay.
Or Pepe's.
so the Pepe's already has been given away?
No, I'm going to give you. No, we got plenty today. I got another one.
Because you're so smart.
Okay, yeah, I'll take the Pepe's.
Robert, thanks for doing that. Hold on, Shelly.
We've been waiting for an hour for that answer.
Thank you for the obvious. Okay, now going in order, we lost Max. Max, come back on. Here comes Prince. Prince, got you on the radio.
Hello there.
Dude. Hey, Prince.
What's up,
dude? I can't believe it took that long to get the answer for that question.
Well, it was too obvious.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes. What's up?
Well, I wanted to tell your listeners that this is a very important program coming up, this conference.
Yes.
And we really want everybody to know about what's going on and where these trails all converge to El Paso. And one thing that anybody can do, they can go down to the Locomotive Number 1 exhibit, and they can see these trails going across Texas. They can see the Butterfield Trail in an exhibit, how the Butterfield Trail crossed North Texas, how the San Diego Trail came from the Texas Gulf Coast, went through El Paso and on west, and the Camino Real. Those are all outlined on a map in that exhibit. Now, also, our Railroad and Transportation Museum staff conducts tours of downtown, and we actually take people to where those stage stations were located.
Oh, cool. That's
and
neat.
Talk about what life was going on in those days before the railroad arrived, and what streets the stages came in on and went out on. And so we have these tours, and we also take people over to the Union Station and tell about how El Paso's life was changed after the railroads arrived. So anyone who wants a tour, it's $10 a person, a minimum of $30. And just give us a call, and we give tours just about any time. Now, we've got a problem with that exhibit down there, and that is the city wants to close it on Saturday afternoon and Sundays, and we're trying to get them to keep it open with longer hours.
Why are we having a fight with the city about our history all the time? Don't answer that. But what's your phone number?
And, 240-8384.
240-8384. That's a 915, right?
Right.
240-8384. Fair enough. All right. Well, Prince, we appreciate what you do. You're one of those troopers in El Paso that's going to promote our history no matter what, including
and we'll see
fighting
everybody
City Hall.
At the conference.
All right. Now, also, Cecilia, you want him to come to lunch with us today if you can, right?
Yes, Prince. Please come and join us for lunch.
I'll try. I'll sure give it a try.
Lubies.
Okay. Thank you.
Lubies. And I will call you. Bye-bye.
Lubies. Thanks a lot, Prince. You take her easy. Did we get Max back on the phone there? All right, I'm sorry we missed Max. We had too much going on there. All right, we've got about a minute and a half here, Cecilia, and another whole hour. And Patricia Kidney is here as well. Cecilia Bell. And you're a volunteer. Both of you guys are volunteers, but you're a major volunteer on this symposium.
Yes.
Tell us the overview of it again and why we should attend.
Okay. To learn all about your history of trails in the Southwest, especially El Paso, you need to attend March 15th through March 19th at the Country Inn and Suites.
And there is a charge for this?
There is a fee, and registration is online.
At where? Who knows where it is?
At southern-trails.org. Or you can give Cecilia a call for more information at 575-388-4477, and I will be posting 4477, and I'll be posting this on our Facebook page, so you can check it out if you didn't get all that information or you're driving.
And on Facebook, we are at
El Paso History Radio Show,
and we got some people looking at us. This week, we put this. I posted this late Wednesday night, and by this morning, we had about 3,500 people who have seen that. So we have a bit of a reach, and there's a number of other sites we posted on, and we thank them for their help. Remember in El Paso When? That's another site. We had a situation last week where we said, I wonder what that beacon on the mountain looked like. Somebody called up, and within moments, she had that posted on that site.
Barbara is good.
Barbara's our archivist. We appreciate that.
Remember in El Paso When.
Yeah. Remember in El Paso When on Facebook. All right, we're going to come back after the news and talk about more trails going on here. But there's a lot to be said about the trails in El Paso. A lot of people in the old days would take a trail and get here, and they joined the club of survivors who made it across the desert.
Right.
Some never left. Some stayed here. Some took a little while and moved on. We'll come back after the news and talk more with Cecilia Bell and Patricia Kidney about the trails. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.